Today's daf is Sanhedrin Samach Dalet, and we'll pick it up 9 lines from the bottom on Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Omer Yehud Omer Rav. Yodin Ha Yisrael Bevodah Zara She'im Bo Mamash. So the Klai Yisrael knew there was nothing really real, nothing substantive about the Avodah Zarah. V'ovru Avodah Zarah El Hati Lehem Arayis Mifarhesia. The only reason they did this was to have a heta that they could have Arayis, forbidden relationships in public. It's a Muslim, Misharshia. Is that really true? Kizachor Beinehim Mizbechoson. The Pasuk says that they were like their sons, they remember them, the Mizbech. They have this longing for them, like a person longs for their son. So Amr Belazir, Ka'adam Sheishal Gaguim Albano, like a person who's longing for their child. So you see, they really were attached to their child. There is an attachment between a father and a son. And it's interesting, Agav, that's why the Kedushas Tzion brings down, that's why we say for a child, a Bochur Bar Mitzvah becomes exactly that, a Bar Mitzvah, a son to the Mitzvah, because we want there to be that connection. And you see in the Gemara that there's a connection between a father and a son, so it's a Bar Mitzvah. We often say when a person has an inherent connection to something, that we call them a Ben, as the in the back of the Sefer Chovas Al Talmidim, he brings that certain appellations we use. We call somebody a Ben Torah, a Ben Olam Habo. What does that mean, Ben Torah? Is my father, Mr. Torah? Is my mother, Mrs. Torah? And I'm Ben Torah, I'm their son? No, pshat is that when you say someone's a Ben Torah, Bas Torah, means that's the essence of who they are. Say a person's a Ben Olam Habo, that means the essence of them has a Sheiches to Olam Habo. So a Bar Mitzvah, we want them to have a Sheiches and a connection to the Mitzvahs. But Af Al Pichin, you see here that there is a connection. So the Gemara answers, no, Boser Da Vikube. You're right. Originally, it was only a heter for Arias in public. But, you know, you do it enough times, and it started to change the nature, and they did become attached to it. Tashma. So I'll bring you a proof that it was really, they'd like the idol itself. It wasn't just a heter to have gili reis. V'nasati pigreichem al pigre gilulechem. So that's the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, Omer Eliyahu HaTzadik, Rav Eliyahu HaNavi, Hayem Machazer al Tefuche Rav Sheber Yushalayim. So he was, Eliyahu HaNavi was walking for people who were like literally swollen, inflated because they were so hungry in Yushalayim. Pamachas Matza Tinok Shahaya Tafuach Umuto Ba'ashpo. So he found a Tinok, a small boy who was swollen from hunger and he was in the Ashpo, in the garbage. Amalo, so Eliyahu HaNavi says to him, Me'ez Mishpachata, what family do you come from? Amalos, he says, I come from so much of a family. Mishpacha plonyasani, that's my family. Amalo, klum nishtayer me oso mishpacha. Is there anyone who remains from that family? Interesting, it does not identify who it was. So Amalo, lav chutz mimen, no, I'm the last. So Amalo says to him, imani malamecha dover sha'ata chai bo ata lomed. If I could teach you something that will cause you to live, will you learn it? Right, so the kid says, "Amalo, hein, yes, I will." So Amalo, emor bechoyim, should say every single day, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." Say over Shema. So Amalo, on the top of Samach Dalet, has no shh, don't say such a thing. Shelo lahazkir b'shem Hashem, don't mention Hashem's name. Sholindu avi ve'imo, because his parents didn't teach it to him. Miyad. So right after the kid says to Eliyahu HaNavi, don't mention Hashem's name. He takes out his getchke, his little avoid of Zara. Umechabko menashka, he kisses it, he hugs it. Aj nivtko kreso v'nafel yirasa l'aretz v'nafel hu aleha. So his stomach burst open, and then it fell. He fell on top of the idol. The guy mashnem, as it says the pasuk, v'nasati es pigrechem al pigre gilulechem. I will cause your bodies, your carcass to fall upon the carcass of your avodah zarah. So you see here that they were involved in it. You know, this wasn't just this kid. Obviously, wasn't looking for a heter for znus. So we're going into the same teretz again. No, boser da vikube must be. This was after they had become attached for it. Tashma, I'll bring you another ayah. V'izaku bekol godol Hashem Eloheim. Right, they cried at pasuk in Nehemiah. So my Omer, what's this going on? Omer of Yehuda, the Itamer of Yonason, Baya, they're saying, whoa, meaning that this Yitzhahara destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, led to the Churban. Hainu da Ach Revei, Leveisa, caused the Churban of Hashem's house, the Kalya Lehechol, and the Hechol became destroyed, the Katlinhu, Tzadike, and the tzaddikim were murdered, the aglin hu li Yisrael mi'araihu, and then we the Jewish people were exiled from our land, from Eretz Yisrael, the adayin hu merakid beinon, and it's still dancing with us, meaning we're still subject to the Yetzirah. Klum yahavte lon el kabule be agro, wasn't the whole purpose why we have the Yetzirah, so we could overcome our Yetzirah, right, and we could get schar for that. Lo ihu be'enon, velo agri be'enon. We don't want it, and we don't want its reward. So, you see here that it wasn't a heter for the Znos. They were really, you know, entrenched in this avodah zara. So again, the Gemara gives the same answer. No, boser daviku be, must be that this was talking about after they originally became attached to it. But originally it was only a heter to have a rias before hesia. So Gemara says, interesting ma'isin again with. Took place in the times of Nehemiah. Yosfu tlosu yoma betanisa. So they fasted, they had a tainis for 3 days. Borach, meaning they were davening. Nofalahu pisco mere kia. So a note came down from Shemayim, dahavi kasiv be emes. And it was written on the pisco emes. Rashi says, Mashmas implies, maskimani imohim. I agree with you. It's good, and I'm going to remove the Yetzihara. Right? So, what it says that Emes, since Hashem signed his name with this, so to speak, he agreed to it. So, Amr Bichanina, Shema Minoy, you see from this story, Chosom Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes, that the seal of Hashem is Emes, because when he wants to send a message, he signs it with his name, Emes. So, Nafuk. So a fiery gur, Rashi says a gur is like a young lion, came out of Kodesh Kedoshim. Amalahu Navi Yisrael, the Navi Zechariah says the Klal Yisrael, Hainu Yitzra Davoda Zara. You know what this fire represents? A vision, so to speak. It represents the Yetzirah the people have for Avoda Zara. The Hade de Katas Vele. So they caught it. Ish Temit Beniso Mino. So one of its hairs fell out. Ozlakali ba'ara parsa barba mea parsa. So it screamed a cry that went 400 parsa, right? Omri, they said, Hey Chinevik, so what are we gonna do now? Dilma Mishmayo Mirachmele. Maybe if we try to kill this fiery lion, they're gonna have Rachmanis on it from Shemayim, right? And we're gonna get in trouble if we try to kill it. So Amalhu Navi. So the Navi Zechariah says to them, I have an Eitzah for you. Shad Yuhu Beduda de Avara. You should throw it into a pit that's made with lead. Vechas Yuhu Ba'avara, and then cover it over with lead. Right? The Shayef Kali, because it's going to cover up the sound. Like this fiery lion is gonna be screaming, but no one's gonna hear it. It's covered in lead. It's a soundproof. Tichsi Vayomer Zois Harisha Vayashlech Oso El Toch Haifa Vayashlech Esha Evin Hoferes El Pio. So as the pasuk says in Zechariah Perakei, that they're going to throw it down into, and it's going to put lead upon on the opening of it. Right. So they followed his Eitza, and now they had no longer a Yetzahara to worship Avodah Zarah. So Amri. So now they. They saw that they had, this was an Eis Ratzon, that they had successfully taken care of the Yetzihara for Avodah Zarah. Hoy of Eis Ratzon hu nivne rachme a Yitzra da'avera. So let's now continue davening and let's ask Hashem to take away the Yetzihara for Arias. So boy rachme, they davened for this, imsar b'yadayu, and it was given over to the hands also. So now there was no Yetzihara for this anymore. So chashavuhu tlosu yome. So then they trapped this yitzhar for 3 days. Iboyaba asa bas yom lecholos. So looked for a beitza, an egg, for someone who was sick. Lo ashkachu, but they couldn't find it. There was no eggs because there was no longer any yitzer to reproduce. So the chickens weren't laying eggs anymore. So Amalei said, Hey Chanavis, what are we going to do now? Nivnu palga, should we ask for only half? So Rashi speaks out, what's the half? Livu palgu, shalo yehe sholeit b'mokam avera, meaning we'd like the Yetzer to still reproduce, but not in prohibited ways, not in with averas. Kadesh lo yehe tovei arayis, right? So we don't want the arayis. So let's ask for half. Now you can't do that, because the Gemara says, palga merakia lo yehavi. They don't give over things in halves from Shemayim. You know, it's all or nothing. There's an interesting Yad Ramah. You know, let me just finish up. We'll do the Yarama, right? Kachalin hu le'ene, right? So they gouged out its eyes of the of this Yetzer. Ahani be delo igre inesh bekrovase. So now, therefore, they limited the Yetzer Hara. The person doesn't have a taiva with their for krovim for their relatives. Rashi speaks out the krovim. Ahani be hach takanta porta. They got a little bit of a help from this takana. Delo igre bekrovase beimo uvachoso. Right. So therefore. Therefore, there's no taiva for a person's mother or for a sister. Ava mizgarehu be'eshes ish uvenida. Right, but there are still realms like an eshes ish where people do have taivas for that particular area. So, the way that the Yad Ramah learns up the Gemara request that we can't ask for half. So Rashi says it's half, meaning half. You know, only for a taiva, just for healthy, permitted mutter taivas, not for something that's awesome. So the Yad Ramah writes, Omri Heichen Avid Noslu Pag the Aver Chatzi Nishtaris Chatzi Kadesh Lo Yehei Tove Arise Av Chatzi Bria. I'm sorry, Ein Chatzi Bria Berakia. No, they don't have a creature like this in Shemayim. He says, Aval Beyam Yishke Ein Chatzi Adam Vechatzi Dag. You have someone like a mermaid, like a half a person and half a fish. So you have such a thing like that in the water. So there's a beautiful vort in the Be'iri Chassidus. So he asks from Reb Simcha Bunma Peshischa. He says, Kasha, Im Kein Nisbatla HaBechira. If they're really davening for this Yetzirah to be, you know, taken away, so then a person's Bechira leaves them. So Shani HaMitzvahs Mikoras Shebetorah. Right? So you have two of the major mitzvahs we have, Anochi Velo Yelecha Mipiak Vurashim. We heard the first two Aseres Adibas from Hashem. They came in She'ein Leze Yetzahara Klal. So how's it gonna be if you don't have a Yetzahara for these things? How could you take away from this? So Omer Rabbi Simcha Bun Shizchazab, Me'az Shinizbat the Yetzahara Avodah Zara, when we were taken away the Avodah Zara Yetzahara, we don't have it anymore, we don't want to worship idols. Shayabor Belibam Ke'esh Lahav, it was in a fiery furnace inside of a person's heart. Ad shemetzina b'mishnah, he quotes from the Maisa with Menashe. Shomer ihav nehosam. The Chachamim couldn't believe that Menashe worshipped the Avodah Zarah. So he came to him in a dream. One about Basra, he says to him, if you would have been there, have a Nikitna Shipule de Glima Lerhati Abasra, you would have lifted up the edges of your garment in order to run even faster for that. So there, you think we were bad. We worshipped the Avodah Zarah. If you had been our generation, you would have. You know, so what does it mean actually? It's an interesting point. You would have lifted up the garment. So there's a Maharal who explains that, you know, sometimes a person has a Yetzahara to do something, and in that moment, you know, something comes up and it's an impediment, and then they stop it. Like, you know, a person's Yetzahara to do something, all of a sudden they get a phone call. Someone calls them, all of a sudden their mind gets switched, they have something that stopped them, or they want to do something and it didn't work out. So, okay, I wasn't going to do it, I'm not going to do it anyway now. So that's what it means, that the garments, their clothing, was holding them back from running. So they would lift the garment, they would get rid of the obstacle. And so that person has a Yetzirah, so okay, it didn't work out, alright, so I had some sort of a crazy narishkeit, now I'm done, it's over with, I've moved on. No, they would not listen to the obstacle that was sent them to stop them, and they would lift it up. That's what explains you would have run it there. So now he says, continues now, Kesher is battled, but now, once the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah is gone, Nitztane Gamkin Hislavus to Kedusha. So therefore now we don't have this fire for holy things anymore. We lost that as well. Shahai Beliman Shal Yisrael Avodah Bore Boruchu Kizel Umaze Osa Lakim. So he explains, you're right, we don't have a passion for Avodah Zarah, but we don't have a passion for Hashem either. It's the two opposite sides of the coin. Because Nisbatl Hislavus Nisbatl B'Klala. That this Hislavus, this passion that was taken away, so it was taken away both in the realms of Kedusha, and it was taken away in the realms of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah as well. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Maaseh B'Nochris Acha Shehaisa Chol B'Yosef. There was a Nochris, a non-Jewish woman who was very sick. Omer, she says on herself, speaking in third person, Im Tamod Hahi Isha Mecholia, if that woman, meaning herself, will get better, will be healed from this sickness, Teilech V'Sa'avod L'Chol Avod Zor Shavolim, she'll go and worship every single type of Avodah Zarah in the world. So Amda Va'abda L'Chol Avodah Zarah Shavolim. So she got better and she kept her word. She went to go do every single type of Avodah Zarah. Came and she gila Pa'or. When she came to Pa'or, this, you know, she didn't know how to do it. So shal komorim. So she asked the kongmer, the priest, how do you do this? Bama oivrin lezo. How do you do the avodah zara? So amalei, he said to her, ochlin terodin, you eat spinach, which causes a person to have shilshul. V'shoishin sheikhar, and then you drink some beer, which makes it even worse. Umas rizin b'faneha, and then you go to the bathroom in front of it. So amra mutav shetachazor ha'hi isha l'cholia, it would be better for that woman, meaning myself, to become sick again. V'lotavot avodah zarek b'kach, and not to act in such a disgusting, despicable way. So Baal Peor is gross, and even the goyim, even this non-Jewish woman refused to do it. So this is in contrast to the Klal Yisrael, who were worshipping avodah zarah. So when you think about it, they had such a disgusting thing. What was the attraction of defecating in front of Baal Peor? So in the Sichus Musa from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal, he explains that the idea of Baal Peor was a complete hefkerus. To just mamish, like, there's no bounds. There's nothing that's holding back. I'll do whatever I want, whenever I want. And unfortunately, as the Gemara says, we still suffer from Baal Peor even nowadays. But that was the idea, to completely be free, not to be bound by any social conventions whatsoever. In the Lakuti Sichas from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, this is in Chelek Dalid, page 1327. So he brings a the Chazal that says that Ad Achshav Lo Zoz El Oymi Mechaper Al Sheikh Mutzim, right? So that so that's not the word. Yeah, the idea that we still suffer from Baal Peor even nowadays. So the Rebbe wants to say that what's the whole idea by Baal Peor? So again, the person goes to the bathroom. When a person eats food, so the healthy nutrients go to the parts of the body they need it, and the psolus, the extra, the waste gets goes to the bathroom. That's what a person, when they defecate, that's what comes out, all the psolus. So he says that's just a physical manifestation of a spiritual concept. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends shefa and sends bracha to a person's life, that should be used for tanugim in ruchnius. But unfortunately, it goes to psolus and we use these tanugim for gashmius. So that's what the Rebbe says, that we're still suffering from Baal Peor now, because we don't have our priorities straight, that we're not focusing on Ruchnius more than in our pursuit of Gashmius. Okay, back in the Gemara. Oh, so again, this was about the non-Jewish woman. So the Maisa right after says, Atem Beis Yisrael Einen Kein, but you, the Bnei Yisrael, you were not like that woman. You wanted really Baal Peor. Hanitzmodim leBaal Peor. You became attached, right? Like it's a type of thing. Kitzomi psil, like Tupperware. Tupperware, you know, the seal tight lid on it. Vatem and tevekim Hashem lekeichem. But you're dovek to Hashem, in contrast to be tzomid to the avodah zarah. Kishtei tomorrow's hadvukos zobazeh. Like two dates that are lightly attached, but they're not exactly, you know, pressed to each other. So that's one way of learning. But we have a different, the opposite conclusion. Hanitzmadim Baal Peor, yeah, you and nitzmadim to Baal Peor, that's like kitzomid al yide isha, like a bracelet on a woman. So a bracelet is not the skin tight, it's loose. Oh, but so that's how it was a loose connection to Baal Peor. That Tamith Vegim Hashem Lakechem, but we were attached to Hashem, right? Devuki Mamish. We were totally, in modern day Hebrew, Devek is glue. We were glued to HaKadosh Baruch. We were so closely attached to him. We started off today that it's like it was a heter to, in order to be gauged in Arias with Farhesi, but really we weren't really attached so much to it. Tana Rabbanan, Maise be Sab to Ben. So there was a person named Sabda ben Elz who rented out his donkey. He's going to drive it for a certain non-Jewish woman. Came and shegil or they came to Peor. So Amalo, she said to him, "Hamtein ad sheekanes veitze. Wait for me outside. I'm going to go in and do my avodah zarah." After she also she comes out. Amalo, he says to her, right? Afat hamtini, you should also wait. Aj ekanes veitze, I'm gonna go in. So Amalo, she says to him, "Vlo Yehudiata, what? Aren't you a Yid?" So Amalo says, "Ma'ichbalan, what do you care? Well, yeah, I'm Jew. What do you care?" So Nichnas, he goes in. Now, he was going in not to serve the avodah zarah. He was going there to be mevazeh the avodah zarah, right? Por b'fonav, so therefore he goes to the bathroom in front of it. V'kinach b'choitmo, he wipes himself on the nose. V'hayu kumorin mekalsin lo, they gave him, the priest said, wow, they gave him such a good, yideim yashakayach, wow. V'omrim me'olam lo hayu odem she'avodo lezo bekach, no one ever did such a great avodah zarah. You really did the best one, even though he had no intentions to that. He wanted to demean it, but nevertheless, he ironically, did that. It's they tell a joke about a guy. He says, "You know, I don't have any averus before Yom Kippur." And he's so sad because what's he going to do all Yom Kippur? He doesn't have any averus to confess. He can't say Hashem the Begano. He's mamish. He's a tzaddik gomer. He feels he's not, but he thinks he is. So one of his friends gives him an eitz and says, "Look, you don't have any averus. You know, go into someone's house and beat him up. You know, knock him up, smack him around a little bit, and then at least you'll have something to confess, you know, before for Yom Kippur." He says, "Ah, shkoyach, what a great idea." So he goes into some random guy's house, and he just walks in. He says, "Can I help you?" And he starts beating him up and punching him and kicking him and beats him up. He goes, "Oh, wow, now I have something to say vidui for on Yom Kippur." So he's so happy. He starts leaving the house. He's walking to go to shul now. He can finally have something because he's a perfect tzaddik. But at least he did something now. So as he's walking away, the wife, you know, calls out, "Hey, excuse me, sir. I don't know who you are, but I just wanted to say thank you. What a great mitzvah you just did by beating up my husband." Okay, enough of the humor. Back to the Gemara. Hapor atzma l'baal por. So if somebody defecates himself in front of baal por, harei zeh avodah. So that's the way you do it. Af agav nichavin l'kbisui. Even though you had kavan and you wanted to be mevaze it, right? So then doesn't matter. And similarly, to give another case, right? Hazorik evin l'markulis. So markulis. So what's the name of this word? We had it earlier. Really, Tosus on the Daf says that this is really shaykh to on Samach Amid Beis, but explain that kilus is might be the name of it, but because is a praise. So they wanted to flip it, say markulis, right? Markulis is the opposite of bitter praise. It's not. They're giving a g'nai to the name of this avodah zarah, but the way it was done was they threw stones at it. Right, so the Steindl's translates the Markulis is mercury, right? So they threw stones at this avodah zarah. Zohi avodah, so that's why he did it. Even if you meant to, be mevazi, but you threw it out. That's the way it was done. And he gives a mice like this. Rav Menashe havika ozil lebei torsa. He was saying the bei torsa. Amulo avodah zarah he dekoy hocha. There's an avodah zarah here. So therefore, shock your piece of shadabe. He took up a stone and he threw it at it. Like, this is horrible. So Amrullah, Markulus, this is Markulus. So Amrullah, so he said, no, it's not a problem. Hazorik Evan the Markulus Tanan. It means if you do it and you're throwing it in a respectful way, that's when you're a voter. But I did it as a bizayin, therefore it's not a problem. So also Shalbe Medrash. So they took the shadow to the base Medrash. What was this right or not? Throwing it a stone at Markulus, but doing it as a Gnai. So Amulo, they said, Hazorik Evan Markulus. It just says throwing it, right? Tanan, af al pi, af al gav, shemichavein the mirror gemei, even though you meant to do it in a disrespectful way. So amr lahu, ezel v'ishkele. So maybe I should go now and take it off, since I threw the stone at it. Maybe I should go and remove it. So amr lahu, no. Echad hanot lav, echad nosno chayev. Both whether you put a stone on it or you take one off, you're chayev. Because by taking one off, that now would allow a space for someone else. Right? Rashi says, now you have an open space, but now someone else can throw it there. The Chazon Ish learns a little differently. The Chazon Ish seems to say that was actually part of the Avodah Zarah as well, taking away the stones as well as throwing them. Okay, Mishnah. Hanoise mizara lemolech. Einechayev ad sheyimsor lemolech. V'yavir ba'ish. So a person who gives over one of his children to Molech, what you get skila for, you're not chayv until you give it over to their priests, right? And then they pass him through it. Moser l'molech v'lo hevir ba'ish. If you gave it over to Molech, but they didn't pass him through the fire, hevir ba'ish v'lo moser l'molech, or you passed him through the fire, but you didn't give it over to the priests, ein chayv ad shimser l'molech v'yavir ba'ish. You're not chayv unless you did both, you gave it over to the priests, and they passed him through the fire. There's actually a machlokes rishonim, whether it's the father who passes the child, or whether it is the priests are the one who pass the child through the fire. Says the Gemara, Kitani Avodazara, Kitani Molech. So we have two separate things, right? You said there's a Avodazara, and then a separate category is Molech, right? That was the mission back on Samach and Beis. So Omer of Avin, Tanan, Kimanda Omer, this is going like the one who holds Molech la Avodazara. He, Molech is not a Avodazara. Titania, Echad the Molech, Echad the Shar Avodazara, Chayev. Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon, Oimir, Lamolech, Chayev, Lashar, Vishlo, Shalol, Lamolech, Potter. Right, so if you gave your kid over to Molech, you're chayv, but if you give him to a different one, not Molech, then you would in fact be potter. So that's an interesting discussion. Is Molech to be a Vodah Zara or not? So it's a machloikis. What would be a nafkamina? So a few. One would be by a Ben Noach, that we know that we learned back on the Nun Vav, that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs is a Vodah Zara. So could a non-Jew practice, I don't recall, could they worship Molech? So if it's a Vodah Zara, then they can't. But if it's not in a Vodah Zara, then they could. Another nafkamina, whether Molech is a Vodah Zara, would be you have to be Moise Nefesh for that, right? Yehargval Yavor, well, coming up soon, in a little bit, we'll get into the sugyas in the 8th parak. So Mesirus Nefesh is required for a Avodah Zara, but it might not be required if Molech is not, in fact, a Avodah Zara. There's a Yad Ramah here also. So I'm going to find that. The Yad Ramah learns that Molech is a little different. He says, V'su l'molech l'avodah zarhu ela chok ba'almahu v'ator hikpidu alav. It was a chok. It was some sort of ritual that they used to do, but the Torah was makpid on that, so that's why it's also, even though it wasn't according to Manda, one opinion at least he saw is that it wasn't really actual bona fide Avodah Zara. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Elozab, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Amar Dover Echad. So they all said one thing. Rabbi Elozab, Rabbi Shimon, had Amaran, right? So Rabbi Elozab, Rabbi Shimon, they said, as we just quoted, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, the Tanya, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Oimer, Mipnei Ma, Tothso Torah Loshen Molech. Why did the Torah use the word Molech, right? So to teach that anybody who would, it's like even make this as a like a lashon of a melech over themselves, like even a pebble or even a toothpick. So even if you pass a child or something of themselves through fire, right? Then you'd be potter. That's like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rava Omer Molech Arai Ika Benayhu. So the Nafka Mina, they're not only the same. The difference is if it's Arai or whether it's temporary. So according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, right, you'd be Chayiv for Molech if it was only like a Kavua. Whereas according to Rechnim and Tignus, that would only be if it was. I'm sorry, you're Chayiv even if it's Arai, right? It's a Chumrah. Okay, Amin Beis Omer Rabbi Yanai. You're only chayv, you gave it over to the koimer shneemar mizaracha v'loti tein lahavir lemoilech. Right, you should not give any of your kids over to Molech. The pasuk says, I had the wrong spot. Tanya Nami Hochi, yeah, we learned a brisa like this. Yochel Hevir Vlo Moser Yehechayiv, you'd have a Havamina that if you just gave him over, that you passed through the fire but didn't give him over, then you'd be Chayiv. Says Hamaloma Lo Sitain. Mosel Molech Vlo Hevir, if you gave her to Molech but you didn't pass him through, Yochel Hechayiv, you think you're Chayiv? Says Hamaloma, no, Lahavir. Moser Vhevir Shlol Molech, if you gave him over and they passed through fire but it wasn't for Molech, Yochel Hechayiv, you think you'd be Chayiv? Says Hamaloma, La Molech. Right, no, you're not, because that wasn't done to Molech. Mosar v'hevir l'molech lo ba'esh yoch l'chayev. So if you gave it over and they passed it to Molech, but there wasn't any fire, you think it might be chayev. So ne'emar kan l'havir ne'man l'halon lo yimotzi b'cho ma'avir b'no uvito ba'esh. That was the pasuk I was looking at. So the pasuk says in Shoftim. Lo yimotz b'cha ma'avir b'no vito ve'esh kosim k'samim me'onin menachesh mechashiv. Okay, so it's talking about the whole avodah zara. We can't say zara. Time the whole avodah of Molech, right? So the Gemara says ma'lahalim be'esh afkan be'esh. Machan Molech af leholon Molech. So therefore, you see that's Molech, but in to be memayit any other type of avodah zara. Om Rav Acha b'rei de Rava, have your kol zaro potter. If you would not just bring one of your children, but all of your children, you would be potter. Shneimar mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. From your children, but not all of your children. That's the drasha. So the Maharal explains that why would you be potter for all your, if you would think it's like a kal v'chomer, right? If I do one, I'm chayav, and so be chayav for all of them. So the Maharal explains it's like truma. You know, in other words, that they separated one of their children and would give over that kid to Molech because they were convinced, the parents thought, that brachos and good things will happen for the rest of their children if they give over one of them. Again, that was a sick, twisted psychology, but that's what they believed in. But if you're giving over all your kids, so then you didn't leave over any kid. It's just, it's stamarishus. The achzari is to give over all of your kids. There's no one you're doing this for. So that's how the Maharal explains, like, you know, that it was, it's pointless to give over all of your kids. But you see from here, the Maharsha points out, I quoted earlier in the Smag, that you see from here, you would have thought a kal v'chomer should be chayiv, if you're chayiv skila for molech, and certainly for one kid, and certainly for all your kids, but no, ein onshin min hadin, that we can't use a kal v'chomer for the learning out of punishment. And the reason is, he explains over here, is that punishments are supposed to give a kapara for somebody. And here, in a case, the crime was so heinous that you can't say that it's good enough. It's a good enough penalty just to kill them for one child. Okay, that's the punishment. But for all the children, so who says that misa would be sufficient? It could be much more strict than that. So that's why we say ein onshin min hadin, and that's the drasha, right? Have your kol zaro poter. Okay, boy Rav Ashi, have your suma mahu, yoshin mahu, ben beno, ben benit, bito mahu. So what would the din if they passed a child who was blind? So because a blind child couldn't walk through themselves, a yashin also wouldn't be able to walk through by himself, or not, maybe it's not your own child, but maybe it's your grandchild, right? Is that also considered to be what's the din? So tishmi ha chada, so answer one of them. Titania kimizaro nosan lemoylech, right? It says he gave your child matam lomer lefishin emar lo yimoti becho ma'avir beno uvito ba'ish eini el beno vito. Bembino vembito minayin, tatam lomer besito mizaro. So you see, zaro, your children, your offspring, that would show that the grandchildren are in fact included. So that answers up one of Ravashi's questions, that the third one. Bembino vembito mahu. So we see that you are chayev. Tana posach be ki mizaro, vesalek besito mizaro. So the Tana started off with one posach and then ended off with a do. Why do you quote two different psukim for a proof? For the halacha, so drasha achrinahu. No, he really had a different drasha. Zaro, ainli ela zera kosher. I only would have known that it's your children who are kosher, right? That meaning they had like from a child, from a woman you were allowed to marry. Zera posel minayin. How do you have a zera posel from a woman that we weren't allowed to marry? You have like a pagam over there. So tamad lo mer besito mi zaro. When he goes of his thing, so it would sound like any one of your children, whether it's Zera Kosher or Zera Apostle, you would still be chayav for this. Omer of Yehuda. Yehuda said, "Ein chayav ad shiyavirenu derech ha'avora." You have to pass them over in the normal way of that they're passed over. Sehechi dami, what's the case? Omer Abai, sirga de livne b'mitzeh. So it's like type of interwoven bricks, like almost like a lattice work, right? Nura mehagisa, v'nura mehagisa. So they had fire, the bricks were in the middle, and they had fire on one side, and they had fire on the other side. So Rava Omer kimash varto depuria. No, it was like the leaping of the kids on Purim that they used to jump. Where Rashi says it's like, Eino maviro biraglov. You don't have the kid walk through el koifetz biraglov. Right? He jumps through it. Kederek shatinoikas koifetzin bimei Purim. Like the kids, little kids jump on Purim. What were they jumping on Purim? Shahaisa chafira be'aretz. They would dig a pit. V'ha'ish bo'erbo. And they had like fire in the pit itself. Who koifetz misofa l'sofa. The kids would jump over the fire, you know, from one side to the other. So that's the type of way they used to do it. So Tanya Kivasi de Rav, we have a Brice that supports what Rav just said. You're not chayav until you actually, you know, pass them through the normal way. But if they just actually walk through on foot, then you're potter. So you see that the way that you do this is by actually jumping over and not just by walking. Yeah, and the price that goes on. Right? It has to be one of your own children. If it's your kids, then you're chayev. Avi ve'imo, achiv ve'achoy, so potter. Father, mother, sister, brother, you're potter. Heviru atzmo, what if you put yourself, you yourself jump through the fire? Potter. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, mechayev. So it's a machlokes on if a person would do this himself. Whether you put your kid through molech or whether it was other types of avodah zarah, you're chayev for that. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, oimer lemolech chayev. The shalol lemolech potter. No, he argues and says it's only for molech chayev, but if you would, you know, do this for a different type of avodah zarah, you would in fact be potter. So amalu, my time with the Rabbi Loz and Shimon, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Elazar Shimon, who holds that if you did it to yourself, that you are actually chayiv? So Amokro, the pasuk says, "Lo yimatzeh becha ba'atzmecha." Right, you yourself can't do it. Again, with the pasuk we read earlier, but it says, "Lo yimatzeh becha ma'avir beno vito ba'ish." So that word becha teaches that it's you yourself. You can't even do it. For Rabbanon, lo darish becha. What the Rabbanon don't hold from this Joshua. I'll prove to you that they do. From a Gemara in Bava Metzia on Lamed Gimel, Vatanan Avedoso Vedos Aviv. So you have your lost object and you have your father's lost object. So which one do you look for first? Shaloka Demes. You look for your first low with the Vav. Yours comes first. Vamrina in my time, as we said, what's the reason why you look for your own first before your father's? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Kra, Efes ki lo yihye v'cho evyon. So only that there wouldn't be any poor people among you. So you see, the word is b'cho, right? Shelo kodemes, v'shel kol hodam. So you have to make sure that you're not going to be poor yourself. You yourself have to take care of yourself, because then for you can't become needy. Then you can start looking for other people. So you look for your fathers. So you see, they do make the drasha of b'cho. So when it says no, v'hosam over there is me efes. It was a different word. Efes means only. So efes is also limiting, meaning when you're trying to limit the amount of poor people in the world, you have to take care of yourself first. Okay. Why do you have to have kares written three times by avodah zarah? Sa'achas lechadarka, va'achas shalokadarka, va'achas lamolech. So one's for when you do the normal type of avodah zarah, one's when you worship the avodah zarah, but that's not the way that particular avodah zarah is worshipped, and the third one's for molech. But according to the Mandam, Hosea Molech is a Avodah Zarah, right? So then it should have been only included in one of the first two. So Kars Molech Lamli. So what do you have it written a third time? So the Mavi Beno Shaloka Darka. So that's coming if you would pass your child through Molech, but not in the normal way that it was done. So for example, like walking through or something like that. Ulaman da Omer Megadif Avodah Zarah. But according to the Manda Omer, who holds that Megadif cursing Hashem is Avodah Zarah, so Karis Megadif Lamali, so then what do you need to be Karis written by in that case? So look at the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa. He Karis Ti Karis. So the Gemara now works, why they use the word two times? He Karis Ti Karis. Right, so he Karis Ba'olam Hazeh. The he Karis is referring to this world. Ti Karis, the Olam Haba. That in Tikaris will be the second one, will be for Olam Haba. So there's two times it's mentioned, and there's two types of Karis happening. Div Rabbi Akiva. Omolo Rabbi Yishmael. So Mashal said to Rabbi Akiva, Vahalo Kvar Nemar, V'nich Rasa, that he's going to be cut off, the one who the Megadif it's talking about. V'chish Losh Olamim Yesh, what? Are there three worlds that you're kicked out from? Ella, no. V'nich Rasa Ba'olam Hazeh. When you have kares, you will be removed. That's olam hazeh. He kares olam haba. That'll be the next world. And then the ti kares, the third one, just dibur Torah kiloshem b'nei adam, that the Torah speaks in the way that the people talk. So again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that anytime you have a double verb, there's no real significance to that. It's just, that's like linguistics, that's how people talk. But Rabbi Akiva, no, they actually learn the Darish Halacha, some Hikaris Tikaris from each one of them is halachically significant. Okay, we'll stop here.